The kudzu bug, first detected in 8 northeast Georgia counties back in 2009, has now spread to encompass pretty much the entire southeast growing region for soybeans and beyond. An extension entomologist with Clemson University, Jeremy Green, explains how the bug is different from other pests.
This insect is kind of an indirect stress-inducing pest. What I mean by that is it's a stem feeder. It feeds on the stems, the petioles. It doesn't chew holes in the leaves. It doesn't feed on the seed in the pod. It just indirectly reduces the yield capability of the plant. So our other insects, you can see the damage. You know, you can see things happening. You don't really see anything happening with this insect. You just see numbers in the field, tremendous numbers in the field, and then the yield is significantly impacted.
Which is why Green says scouting is extremely important.
Consultants, producers are going to have to get out and look. This insect has a very strong edge effect when it initially colonizes the field. So somebody happening by the field and, you know, looking through the truck window at the first couple of rows on the field is going to see large numbers of this insect, and at least initially, and there won't be very many well into the field. So you might think you would spray the whole field in that situation. Well, they'd probably get away with a borer application on in some cases. So it's going to take somebody walking the field, looking at the whole field, knowing what's there, and then reacting to that.
As for spraying guidelines,
reproduction with this insect is very key. This insect has 2 generations a year. And depending on when the crop is planted, you can be exposed to both generations of that insect. So plant date is very important. Insecticide choice, the pyrethroid insecticide. We recommend there are some differences among those materials, but most of those AIs are very active on this insect. And, of course, putting that out based on immatures detecting reproduction in the field.
For more information, visit with your local extension specialist. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.